connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Today's RM World Travel Express is just rolling right along. We're now up to the E Block, and that means Seattle for the Destination Spotlight. Located in the 42nd state in our nation, admitted to the Union back in 1889 and known as the Evergreen State. But we last checked in on the Emerald City during our June 2nd, 2018 live broadcast. This portion of the program is sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well made, well tested, and well traveled, Travel Pro puts their luggage through more than 15 different tests to ensure that you get a bag that's ready to handle anything you're going to put it through.
Mary and I travel with their Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip? Well, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check out TravelPro.com to save 20% off checked bags this weekend, or find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
As Robert just mentioned, today's Destination Spotlight has us focused on Seattle, where this show is heard on AM 1300, KKOL, The Answer. Holding for us on that show hotline is Visit Seattle's Senior VP, Michael Woody.
Hello, Michael. Nice to connect with you today.
Oh, thrilled to be with you today. Thank you for having me.
Well, appreciate you being here with us this morning. So, you know, I think many people associate Seattle with coffee. Great coffee, actually. I know Mary and I, we get our coffee shipped into us from Kamano Island, just to your north. Rainier cherries, maybe that's something else people think about. But the area surrounding you also produce some really excellent wine. So, you know, I get a trip to Seattle. It's not like going to Napa or Sonoma. But would you encourage folks listening right now not to overlook the wines from your region?
Absolutely. Do not overlook the wine. And in addition to just great vintages being available, there's some really amazing facilities to go and sample those wines all around this area. So, yes, definitely take advantage of Washington State wine.
Michael, so for many, I'm sure, who are listening who've been to Seattle, the travels, just like ours, have included, of course, the iconic Pike Place Market, the Space Needle, which I think a lot of people associate with Seattle, and the Seattle Aquarium. But for aviation enthusiasts, we would also say from personal experience that the Boeing production facilities up in Everett or the Museum of Flight location, which is near the city at Boeing Field, both we've done, we've loved, are really must-do experiences. I'm curious if those locations also impact your tourism pretty heavily.
They sure do. You know, I think there's a natural curiosity around flight, and it's a wonderful way to get into a facility and see how things started and all of the advancements that have taken place in that arena over the years. But, you know, a great way to come and explore Seattle is through those different types of museums. And we have museums all around the city to help tell different stories, including those that you mentioned.
So let's talk about another sector of travel. You know, during the pandemic shutdowns, I'm curious how much the loss of the cruise sector of travel impacted Seattle. And now that we're past that period, has the cruise industry, you know, come back fully to the area?
I tell you, we're really excited about the return of cruise. Yes, it did, as it did everywhere. Cruise, when it went away, really had a significant impact on destinations around the globe. For us, true, same thing here. But what we found is that the experiences of going on a cruise are really resonating and people are getting back out there. We're going to have this year the highest number of passengers traveling in and out of Seattle on cruise in the history of cruise here. So it's back and we're excited to really see it continue to grow.
I would say so with what you just said.
Yeah, that's a big number. Okay, yeah. Wow. All right. You know, we're kind of at the midpoint of summer with 4th of July on Tuesday already. So give everyone listening an idea of maybe some upcoming events. You know, I feel like Seattle always has an art festival or music, live music going on.
We're going there in the fall.
Yeah,
great too.
Absolutely. Yeah. So give us an idea of what's kind of on tap
absolutely.
For this summer.
Yeah, some really great things happening. Starting next week, we have MLB All-Star that is taking place here in Seattle. So excited to bring all the baseball fans here. Later in the year, we have the National Hockey League Winter Classic, where we turn T-Mobile Park into an ice rink and have an amazing time out there. And then looking all the way to 2026, we're going to have FIFA World Cup. So those are some big sporting events. Mm. We also have great concerts. We have Taylor Swift coming up here in Seattle, so that'll be a huge opportunity for
people
to visit.
Expect sold-out hotels from what I've heard for that. It's like Swift tourism, they're calling it.
and a great way to have people come, if it is for a specific event that would drive them here, But then to experience all the other things that they can here in Seattle. It's such a beautiful place.
Well, and I know our producer, Kayla, she's probably on a plane right now hearing that. She's on her way because she's just passionate. Bobby Lesso, our engineer, certainly, and Kayla.
She fills hotel rooms.
And I do know, besides the All-Star game, the MLB draft is going to be there as well, which is an exciting thing.
Yeah.
So, last question, Michael, from us. I would love for you to share something maybe surprising or something you find to be a really interesting fact about Seattle that you think is going to surprise our listeners across the USA about your city.
A couple of things. First of all, just the experience of being in downtown Seattle and the energy in downtown is amazing. There's so many things to see and do that it's everything from going to the flagship for Nordstrom to, as we mentioned earlier, Pike Place and buying a fresh bouquet of flowers for $25. Where else can you do that? But it's also how we celebrate our culture and our art. So Refract is a huge art festival coming up for glass blowing. And that'll be in October. And then Cloudbreak, we celebrate the live music here in Seattle with a month-long festival where people can go into these unique venues and hear live music and just really celebrate that.
Well, Michael, that's good information. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Folks, you can find out more, plan your own travels at visitseattle.org. Visitseattle.org. Michael, have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Well, there we are. Refract, Mary. That's coming.
We may have to cover that festival on the show. Glass blowing.
All right. Mallory and Kayla, take note. Folks, that's how we're going to wrap hour one of the show this week. Hour two will kick off with the National Communal Forum in just a few minutes. 50% of today's live broadcast is still to come, so don't go anywhere. We have so much more still to share. Thanks for spending 120 minutes with us today. And every week, don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.